Site of Ben Camp Ferry and a view of Ferry County. Here you see the part of the Columbia River that now is called Lake Roosevelt. On that December day in 1911, when the Michael family reached the river, the only way to cross was on a ferry boat. Harrison Reed described this ferry as a cable ferry with a large cable strung high across the river with trolleys and other cables attached to the boat. The flow of the river furnished the power to run it. The stronger the current, the more speed. In low water and icy conditions, sometimes it took an hour to cross. In 1910, Ben Camp Sr. had placed an advertisement that described the service he could provide. It read, "Having purchased the Farmer's Ferry, I am better prepared than ever to set you over. Prompt service, easy grade. B.C. Camp, proprietor." Looking west to the other side of the river is about where the Ben Camp Ferry would have docked in Ferry County. Near where the ferry docked were the Beulah Post Office and the Beulah School No. 9. The post office was discontinued in 1911, but the school operated until the water from Lake Roosevelt flooded the area. So, on that December day, they drove the wagons onto a small flat boat, more like a raft, and I imagine the family was very happy to be set over into Ferry County. The fields you see across the lake are about the location of Grandpa and Grandma Reed's place and the Burt Reed place. The Michael family all stayed with Grandpa and Grandma Reed until March 1912. While they lived here, some of the children attended the Beulah School No. 9. Russell remembered his experience here. "Our first teacher after coming to Washington was Mr. Camp, who also had the ferry boat. The school was only a short way from the river, so when anyone came to go across the river, he would turn the school over to an older pupil or have recess while he took the people across. There were about 12 pupils, including two Indian boys, Joe St. Paul and Willie Marshaw. They were both in my grade, the second grade, even though they were both older than I was, maybe 10 or 12 years old. They taught us many things, what plants and roots growing in the woods were good to eat, and how to catch chipmunks alive. Joe died during the flu epidemic of 1918. Willie married and had a family of several boys and was a prominent cattleman on Kelly Hill." Pause the audio recording here and make your way to the next location, the falls area and bridges across the river.